The Bible says this, and of course, Paul writes this to the church. He says in verse number 4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience," I know you're getting nervous there, "patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." Now the God of peace, or the God of patience and consolation, grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. I want to talk tonight on the simple thought of three things needed in 2020. Three things needed in 2020. They're not the only things, but three things that we need in 2020. Let's pray. Father, we ask you, Lord, once again for your help. I pray, God, you guide my mind and my speech and my actions. I pray, God, you fill the Holy Spirit. Help me to preach the life-changing word of God. Help me, God, to say exactly what needs to be said. I'm nothing more and nothing less. I pray, God, you help somebody that might be hurting and going through a hard time. I pray, God, you clear somebody's mind so they can think more clearly and hear your voice when you speak to their inner man. I pray, God, that soul that's disturbed tonight, that one that's wounded in their spirit, that one, God, that needs some direction, I pray, God, you give it tonight. That one that needs encouragement, help somebody, and that God will thank it. And then, God, if there's anything else I've left out, yes, sir, meet that great need as well. Guide me, help me. For it's in your son's name we do pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Maybe you see it. Three things needed in 2020. And as I read and studied in chapter 15 of Romans, it's amazing how Paul mentions some things that I believe will help us in 2020. Now, of course, he wrote this, man, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but yet it still applies today. And what Paul is saying here will help all of us, that's every single person, to deal with the things we're facing in 2020. We've got COVID-19. We've got the racial tensions. We've got all types of things. Financial crisis. We've got job issues. Family stuff going on. A lot of things are happening in 2020, and a lot of folks can't wait to step into 2021. Yeah. But you know what? Whether it's 2020 or 2021, these things here can help us as we go forward in life. The number one thing, these aren't the only things, but the one number one thing I want to show you, number one, I know this makes us nervous, but we need this, the God of patience.
Amen.
The God of patience. The Bible says in verse number 5, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus." So number one, on the God of patience, we see the source of patience. The Bible says the God of patience. And that word "of" here is used to indicate a distance or direction from. So who is coming from? It's also used to indicate the source. So the source of this patience, the direction that it comes from, is God. And that word "patience" also means endurance. And right, we need endurance. We need patience. But what hit me was something else more than that, was this: the subjects of patience. Who is this patience directed to? I said, "Well, now, Paul, what are you talking about?" Paul says in verse 5, "Now the God of patience and consolation," watch it, "grant you to be" what?
Like-minded.
Like-minded, watch it, "one toward another, according to Christ Jesus." That word "another" means mutually. Oh, preacher, what's happening here? In other words, he's saying, I want you to have the same patience, watch it, that I have toward you. But I want you to have it toward each other.
Yeah.
My soul. And y'all know God's patience with us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even today, we have done some jacked up stuff, some messed up stuff, but God was patient with us, and he didn't come down with a hammer. Instead, God gave us mercy, yes, and God gave us grace. And he said, I want y'all to be like-minded.
Yeah.
And what that tells us is this. If God is asking us or commanding us to do something, that means that he will enable us to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Are we being mutually patient with one another?
It's good.
How is our patience level? I was in Walmart. You always find stuff in Walmart. But I was up in Walmart, and this one lady was going through, and the lady just doing her job. You know, she came through there, and she checked the receipt, and then she went, and she was, and I'm like, lady, chill out. She's trying to figure out why me and why not everybody else. Okay, no way. If in your buggy, you got a lot of items that are not in bags, they are going to check your receipt.
Yep.
Okay? It ain't got nothing to do with you personally. Chill out. Okay? She's just doing a job. And why would they? Why? Slow down. I came through there. I had my receipt out. And she told me to go ahead. Talk to her. I had a gallon of milk. Okay, that was loose. She ain't gonna check my receipt for a gallon of milk. Everything else was in the bag. Amen. But what happens is people are impatient with one another.
Yeah.
And the God of patience tells us to be patient with one another. Look what it says here. He said, verse 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to who?
Christ Jesus.
Wow. And you know he had patience.
Oh, yeah.
And brothers and sisters, because you and I are saved, both born again, and redeemed, we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And I think the last time I checked, that's a part of the fruit of the Spirit. You see, sure. Let's check it out. Go to Galatians and look at chapter number 5. Galatians and chapter number 5. Now watch this. Now this is going to help the mother's family greatly with Jenny Lynn. Amen. And Jenny Lynn, baby, just be patient with them. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're older, and so just be patient with them. Okay? You just stay focused. But watch what it says here. In Galatians chapter number 5. They might have to have me come over. But look at Galatians chapter number 5. And look what the Bible says here. Chapter 5. Yeah. He says, verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit, this is what the Spirit produces, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such, hey, there is no law. There's no law against these things right here. He said, preacher, I ain't seen no patience. Oh, but you did. Look what the Bible says here. Peace, and what's the next word?
Long-suffering.
That word long-suffering also means peace, endurance. Same word. So in other words, how long-suffering are we toward each other? And a lot of times, we can be short with one another, especially with those in our own household.
Yep.
We can be so short, but we have a long-suffering with other folks. But what about the people at your own house? What about, now y'all that's doing that e-learning and all that, patience, baby. You need patience, amen. You can't figure out how to get here and go there. And teacher, are we going to take a break for an hour or lunch for an hour? You got to be there at 5. He don't know nothing about break for an hour. I mean, that boy, he's something else. But anyhow, I'm going to move on. All right, but let me just hear him. He says, the God of patience. So if we're going to have patience one to another, it's going to come from God. He is the source, and the subject of patience is other folks. But now the second thing we need, not only do we need patience in 2020, but the second thing I think is very important, the other important, we need hope.
Yeah.
Look what the Bible says over in Romans 15, verse 13. So we see number one, the God of patience. Then number two, we see the God of hope. Look, the Bible says, same chapter, we're never going to leave this chapter. All these things Paul put in chapter 15. Drop down to verse 13. Paul said this, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in what?
Hope.
Hope. through the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's break it down. So here we go, number two, the God of hope. We need hope in times like this. For some folks, they can't see no hope whatsoever. It's almost as if, man, COVID-19 is going to be here forever, and it probably will. I mean, but nonetheless, though, hey, you can still have hope. God will give us victory. And victory comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. I know the way things are going right now, it's almost like, man, there's no hope, there's no hope. I'm going to play my Double Trouble. If y'all ever watched that, if you ever watched it, just put it in there where he said, we'll never make it. And sometimes that's how it feels like in 2020. We'll never make it. We're never going to make it, you know. But guess what? We're going to make it. Let me show you how. Right, watch what he said. Now, the God of hope. The first thing we see here is almost repetitious. The starting point of hope. The Bible says, now the God of hope. That's where it starts at. Now that word hope here means expectation. Watch this now. Or confidence. Expectation, also confidence.
Yeah.
The God of hope. The God of expectation. The God of confidence. God wants us to have confidence. And he is the one that will give us this confidence. He is a starting place, the starting point of this confidence. But now watch what happens. When you have hope, this is what it supplies to you and I. The Bible says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. When you and I have hope, when you and I have confidence, when you and I, brothers and sisters, have expectation, it fills us with joy. Now that word fill means to supply, it means to cram, it means to fill up. Now, in about 20 minutes, we'll be dismissing from here, and then we're going to leave here, the majority of us, and we're going to go down these two doors. As we go down these two doors, we're going to walk down the hallway in the middle, and we're going to go into a place called the fellowship hall. And there in the fellowship hall, there is going to be something called food.
Amen.
And many of us will fill up on that food. What we got tonight? Tonight we got monster choli.
Salad,
monster
choli, green beans.
Desserts. Yep.
Caramel crack. Woo! There's
cookies. Take the caramel crack. Yeah, it's caramel crack. Yeah, it's about like that. Y'all can eat that stuff. It's anyhow, though, but you know what? We're going to fill up. We're going to cram stuff. Some of us are going to leave 5 pounds heavy. But you know what? The same thing God wants to do for us with joy. He wants to fill us up with joy. He doesn't want to be filled up with misery and meanness and madness and all that kind of stuff. But he wants us to be filled with joy. Look what the Bible says. I ain't making this stuff up. The Bible says this. The Bible says that the God of hope, from where hope comes from, fill you with joy and peace. So in other words, he says he will give you joy and peace in believing. Why? That ye may abound. When you've got joy, when you've got peace, then you will abound in what? Hope. Believing. This stuff's so elementary, y'all. He said that word here, abound, means to be in excess. It means to increase. How many of y'all would like to abound or increase in hope? Five people. Praise the Lord for the five. Listen. But the other y'all, hopefully y'all want something too. But listen, when you abound in hope, that means this. If they cut your lights out, you're not going, oh, Lord. No. You say, hey, they'll come back on. They've been off before. Now, some of y'all never had that blessing. But hey, they've been off before. They're going to come back on. Okay? I mean, whatever you're going through, when you know that God can give you victory in the midst of that situation, and you have hope and expectation, like, man, I'm good. I can smile with joy knowing you're going to have victory. Brother Brett, the water heater went out. Was that last weekend?
Sunday morning.
What a great time for your water heater to go out. Sunday morning. But you know what he did? He didn't say, preacher, you won't be there today. He said, preacher, you mean he came here sticking? No. They did come here. But praise the Lord, there's two showers downstairs.
Yep.
And you know what they did? They brought the family down here.
They use the two showers, and many of us are finding out for the first time tonight that they even had this situation. But they could have came in here, and they could have been like, this don't make no sense. Yeah, homecoming, jubilee, and all this going to go out, and then what happened? That what happened next, Brad? Carnival shop. Oh, that's how you know it's jubilee. Listen, things are happening, but he didn't fall apart in front of me, maybe in the house. But nonetheless, though, by me, instead of saying, you know what? This is going to get taken care of. Let's go. Did I get the water he fix yet? Park comes tomorrow. Okay, all right. So Park's coming. Somebody said, we don't get too close to them. No, baby, fine. They're fine, okay. But nonetheless, listen, when you and I are abounding in hope, then all that stuff that's happening doesn't affect you the same way. And God is the one that will give us that hope. God is the one that will increase that hope. And when it's abounding, you're talking about joy, you're talking about peace. We forget that in a second. But when you have all those type of things, you can go to sleep at night and rest. Last night I went to sleep, Brother Bill. I slept well. So I'm pretty sure you had no problems. I got all kinds of problems. But I slept well. Because of what? Because of who God is. And yeah. God wants us to sleep well. That leads to the third thing. So we see three things will help us. Number one, the God of patience. Also, secondly, the God of hope. But then also something else. Oh, I can't miss this, y'all. I got to go back. Look at verse 13. Amen. I get so excited. Probably because it said Holy Ghost. I'm going to speak in tongues a little bit. But the question says here. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's how we sustain hope. So we see the starting point of hope is God. The supply of hope brings joy and peace and abundance in hope. But then the sustain of hope comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. And every single person here that is saved, blood-bought, born again, and redeemed, you have the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. He lives inside of you. And he is the one that will give you that hope. It's through him, it's by him, that you the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability, the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit that you have hope. That's the third thing. So we see the God of patience, the God of hope. And the third thing is this. I'll touch on a little bit. It's the God of peace. We need also peace like this in 2020. Look what the Bible says in Romans 15, verse 33. The Bible says this. Last verse of chapter 15. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Now, that word peace means rest. It means quietness. It means security. All right, preacher, what's going on here? All right, look at the first one. Rest. God wants you to have rest. Rest helps to refresh us. Not enough rest, some of y'all don't, cause you to be cranky in the morning.
Preach.
But if you get enough rest, man, you can wake up tomorrow morning and be ready to go. Well, God wants to give you that peace, and that peace is connected with rest. But then a second word I mentioned there was something called quietness. When there's no quietness, there's an uproar. But when God gives you peace, he gives you quietness. But when you don't have quietness, it's all, everything's going crazy. But when you have quietness, it's just like that. Oh, man. Today, I went to the gym early today this morning, I think about 7:38, something like that. I went to the gym, and man, I got to listen to some, man, I listened to some songs, man, this gets to gets to hit at your heart. Man, I'm sitting there. They probably thought I was in pain from trying to lift weight because I had them tears coming up my eyes from Miss Bobby. There were no pain tears. Man, there was joy tears. Man, I'm listening to that song, man. And it's just speaking to my heart, speaking to my soul. But you know what it's bringing to me on the inside? It's bringing me quietness. Bringing me quietness. That peace, that quietness. When's the last time you had that quietness in your spirit, in your soul? God wants to give that to us. But the devil don't want you to have it. No, you need to stay mad. You need to stay ticked off. You need to bust somebody upside the head. You know? I'm sorry, Brett, I gotta tell this though. But Brett did tell me this. He said, you know what? He said, I feel sorry for the next team we playing. Amen. He gonna have them boys hitting some balls because that's why we play football, y'all. We try to get stuff out. Amen. Why do you think Billy plays golf? When Billy sees that little ball down there, he look at a problem. Wham! Let go! It's gone! Amen. I remember some of his best days, man. He hit the balls all over the place. Amen. Well, you know what? God wants to give us that quietness. God wants to give us that peace. We say, Billy, he wants to give us that peace. But then there's something else. Quietness. Rest. What's this, the third one? Oh, this is a good one here. It's called what?
Security.
Woo! They say, who is they? I have no idea. They say most women want that security. They like having that security. Well, you know what? We all need that security. Especially when we're going through some stuff. And God will give you that peace that gives you security. It gives you, we joke with Billy. I'm telling you, Billy's house is hooked up now. But I'm going to tell you right now, that joke is Fort Knox. It's locked down. I mean, he got cameras everywhere. And I mean, for all y'all thieves, don't go by there. I'm telling y'all right now. Listen, because you know what? He got stuff. I mean, but you know what? He sleeps good at night. He got security. Jane, you sleep better at night? Jane needs something. She needs a sleeping bar. Y'all know that commercial. But you know what? You can sleep good at night because you have security. You feel like everything is all right. Well, when God gives us that peace, guys, then he gives us that security as well. Because you know it's going to be okay. It doesn't matter what the enemy says, what the enemy does, it's going to be okay. Whatever the issue is, whatever the problem is that you're dealing with right now in 2020, it's going to be all right. And God wants to give you that type of peace that brings rest, it brings quietness, and it brings security. And these three things, I believe with all my heart and my soul, that Paul put here in chapter 5, 15, on the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, are things that you and I need in 2020. Who does not need patience in 2020? Who does not need hope in 2020? Who does not need peace in 2020? Well, you know what? You have all three of them, and they come from God. I've got two questions tonight, and we're done. My first question is this. You have to ask this question for yourself. Do you need patience, hope, and peace? Do you need patience, hope, and peace? Here's my second question. Are we in need of something else? Maybe all the things you didn't have need of tonight. But if there's something else that you have need of, here's my statement, then let's come and ask God. The Bible says this, you have not because you ask not. Let's ask and then receive. Let's seek and then find. Let's knock and watch God open the doors. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings, and I thank you for your precious word. And I pray, God, that somehow, some way, it encouraged all of us tonight. Okay. Our Father gave us strength, gave us, Lord, anticipation of your presence and of the victory that flows from heaven. But also the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. And Father, perhaps some of our brothers and sisters tonight may want to come and talk to you for a few moments about some things that might be on their minds and their heart and spirit tonight. I pray, God, they come and bring those things to the altar. I pray, God, they bring before your throne. Perhaps there's some folks that know some